Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Every Sunday morning, we bring you a bit of the Beacon newspaper. This is the free publication you can pick up at many places around Washington, D.C. and Virginia. I think there are 1,500 locations. You can also read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Good information on money, travel, health. Today, Stuart Rosenthal joins me, as always. And I think we will talk about health today. Yes,
that's a great idea.
So tell me, what have you found and what should we know?
Well, let's talk about knee replacement surgery. That seems to be one of the most popular surgeries around nowadays, more than 650,000 a year.
Wow.
Done in America. It's really incredible. So there hasn't, surprisingly enough, been a really good study done comparing the benefits of surgery to the benefits of physical therapy and medicine and sort of non-surgical alternatives.
Okay.
So that study has finally been done. Took a while to do. And the results are as follows. It is sort of what you might expect, that surgery is actually very helpful for a lot of people, but 1 out of 5 actually don't find it very successful. So it might be a higher number or percentage than you would have thought that still have pain at the end after a year of having had surgery. On the other hand, those who do succeed with the surgery improve twice as much as those who don't in terms of scores for pain, activities of daily living, quality of life, and that kind of thing. So if it works for you, it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, well, you know, are you that much worse off? But the recommendation then might be that you at least try the alternatives first, because there are a lot of studies that show that losing weight, doing physical therapy, exercising, taking medications, these can also very much help reduce the pain that's associated with the loss of cartilage and whatnot and arthritis in your joints.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's something that people should talk to the doctors about and really weigh the trade-offs before they make a decision.
Makes sense to me. And physical therapy is a tremendous blessing to thousands, millions of people here in America now. And in fact, it's the first course I would recommend to everybody. If you get hurt, you hurt your elbow playing tennis, or you do anything, that you go to PT, as they call it, physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely worth a while to go that direction before you go any other. And if your there's many different kinds of PTs out there. There's different PT companies, different quality PTs. So shop
with
your
different
PT
specialties also.
Yes, your doctor may even have a PT in house.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, if it's not working for you with that PT, find another PT.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find a PT that works with you. Some PTs know your problem better than others. Some also know how to communicate with you. Just like a good real estate agent may be perfect for one seller, it may not be perfect for the next based on personalities.
Right.
The same thing is good with a PT.
But you've also got to do what the PT tells you, because it involves a lot of regular exercise on your own between appointments. And if you don't do what they show you how to do, you're not going to make much progress.
Yeah, Stuart, I'll add to that is if you do get the surgery, you still have to go through
PT. You still
PT,
have to do it, exactly.
Right? So you might as well do the PT with your old knee and try that first and see how it goes.
Absolutely.
You'll be that much stronger for when they put the new knee in.
That's a very good point.
When you're doing the PT with the old knee.
Mm-hmm.
So my great aunt wrote a book, believe it or not.
Really?
Have I ever told you the story?
No.
Okay. Her name was Florence Kendall, and she was the author of Muscles, Testing, and Function. And that happens to be the primer for every physical therapist.
Are you kidding?
No,
wow.
No kidding.
So, wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was kind of tough, actually, when she would come over for holidays because I couldn't slouch. You know? Aunt Florence would put her hand up my back and pull the shoulders back, but
yes.
I learned my good posture.
It has worked for
her.
You. Yes, yes, that's good.
But anytime I mention her name around a PT, it's I was with Jesus or something. You know, people really respect her. So.
That's fantastic.
Not quite like being with Jesus, folks, okay?
All right. We understood what you had in mind.
All right, so we got just another quick second.
Okay, quick thing. Another article, Medicare is going to be covering end-of-life counseling now. Okay, remember we had that big debate some years back with the political elections where the death panels and all that kind of stuff. Well, at least the good thing is Medicare will start paying doctors when they do talk to their patients about options at the end of life. I think that's probably a good thing. People should know what their options are, but you shouldn't feel pressured by your doctor. Don't let your doctor make you sign something you don't feel comfortable signing, or, you know, make a decision you're not comfortable making. But it's good to know what's out there, and Medicare's now going to cover it, so you can ask them as many times as you want. And because your situation changes as you get older. You know, when things happen, you might change your mind about things.
You know, that's a very emotional conversation for a lot of people. And so I appreciate you bringing that information to the show. And if you want to read more about health, about you know, what kind of surgery might be available and the success of it, knee replacements, that kind of thing, or anything else, of course, you can read it anytime you want online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm very happy to have Cheryl DeFrank. She's a professional photo organizer. Yes, photo organizer. How many of you can relate to needing photo organization? I mean, goodness, I think we all can. I know in maybe the last 6 or 7 years, I bought myself a Mac, and then all my photos from my phones and everything get downloaded into this file, and I can see all the photos in one place, and I can go back in time over the last 5 or 6 years to get photos. But then what's before that? What about the boxes of photos that I took, you know, from with my little Kodak camera on, you know, the trip to Williamsburg of, you know, a flower and or my parents' 8mm, things like that. What about all the photos you have over all the years, the books of photos? And you don't want to throw them away, right? You spend all that time organizing them to a degree, or organize them in a box and stacking them together, or maybe just throwing them into a box, but you don't want to lose the memory. Well, that's why I have Cheryl here today, because she has started a company called My Memory File, which helps to organize, preserve, and share your photo memories. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks all for right. having me.
Sure. Okay. So you just heard that story. Now, like my parents have got boxes and boxes and boxes of photos and 8mm and other things at their home in Florida. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what would you do if they called you and asked you to come over?
Well, I would be thrilled. I would be thrilled that they were taking the first step to actually organize everything and preserve it. That's why I got into this business, because I hate the idea of these stories being lost. Okay. And I think most people do. We take these photos, like you said, we take them to remember the vacation or the birthday party or the whatever the event is, our lives, our children's lives. And we just kind of forget that it then takes another step to keep it organized, to be able to pass it on, mm-hmm. not only to enjoy it now, but also to be able to pass it on to future generations. And so when I come across, a lot of my clients are exactly like your parents, attics full of boxes of photos, prints in no order whatsoever, and videos, VHS, 8mm. And usually I will just start by taking one box at a time and organizing the photos by date. I prefer to order chronologically. I think we live our life chronologically, obviously. We all know when the different events occurred, and so if you really wanted to go back to something, you know, you could find it. It tends to make more sense to me to order chronologically, and then you can pull out different things if you wanted to. We would go through, and we would literally organize all the prints by date, and slides, negatives, whatever there is, and then go through and actually kind of edit the pictures. And you know, most times we don't actually, when you really go back and look, you don't really need to keep everything. Like you said, the flower that you took in Williamsburg
right.
seemed like a beautiful picture at the time, but very often, you know, the Grand Canyon, you know, it was a right. fabulous picture at the time, and you know, may still be worth keeping, but probably not 15 variations of it. You know,
that's
things
right.
like that.
That's right.
And you know, the five variations of the birthday party blowing out the candles on the cake, things like that. So we'll go through and edit, and then you know, decide what there's multiple stages we can go to.
So there's a trust that mm-hmm. you would ask mm-hmm. to have from your client, that you would ask them to trust me. I will look at the photo. I'm not going to throw anything away that I think
right.
is valuable to you. If it's
right.
if it's multiple pictures of the same thing, I'm going to look at them and pick the best of those photos, and that's what we're going to save.
That's right.
Right?
That's
the same
right.
way that you would.
Absolutely. And it is important to note, I would never throw anything away mm-hmm. without a client, either without their permission, of course, or giving it back to them and letting them look at it. Yeah. Every once in a while, there will be people in the photo that I don't know are important, but mm-hmm. they are important. Mm-hmm. And so clearly, we wouldn't throw those away. But I would help them in the process. As you can imagine, it's a very emotional process.
Oh, sure.
To go through the pictures. And
yes.
so a lot of times, it will take 10 times longer for someone to go through their own photos than it will for me.
Huh.
And then I can give them an edited selection. Then we'll go through them together.
All right. Suppose that you get a box of photos mm-hmm. and then there's another box after that. And so you find other photos that, you know, so now you have to deal with organization. Do you organize all the photos in a certain order to begin with and then go through it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We organize everything together by date first.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll go through 1 year at a time and edit and say, because you're right, we often find a lot of actual duplicates
right.
in the process and so on. So yes, we organize everything by date first.
And then how do you deliver the final product? Is it you give back the photo itself,
mm-hmm.
But do you also give a digital copy of the photo, or is that an option?
It's an option. The client would like me to scan, which I certainly recommend. There are clients who for whatever reason don't want to do that, but most people these days will want to scan at least the selects, the selected photos. Mm. I highly recommend that, and then I would give them back their prints in a acid-free photo-safe box, as well as a DVD or some other media with the actual scans on it.
Okay, an 8mm, you can handle that?
Yeah, transferring video from 8mm or VHS onto, again, digital format, which really, how would you watch those 8mm these days? You know, it's almost impossible to even see what's on there without converting them. So we'll transfer them to a format they can actually see.
So clearly the next question everybody's going to ask you is, how much does this cost?
Right.
So how would they find information about you so they could ask that question of you directly?
Right, absolutely. But the website is www.mymemoryfile.com.
Right.
And as you can imagine, every job is so different that the price does vary. I generally charge an hourly rate. Mm-hmm. I can give usually a pretty good ballpark once I see what a client has. Mm-hmm. But it varies so much that it's basically just an hourly rate of my time.
Good. That makes sense. Yeah. So again, that website again is
mymemoryfile.com.
And the telephone number for those who don't have websites.
Yes, is 240-997-6475.
Say the phone number one more time.
Sure. 240-997-6475.
Great. Thank you, Cheryl, for being here today.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Eric.
Mymemoryfile.com for more information. We'll be back with more of The Eric Stewart Show, so don't go away.